Motsoaledi says his department is contemplating the reintroduction of transit visas. Earlier this week, three Bangladeshi nationals were arrested after allegedly bypassing security measures at the airport to enter the country illegally. Motsoaledi and Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula addressed the media at OR Tambo, where the Home Affairs Minister and the Minister said the Bangladeshis use the Eswatini route to enter the country through OR Tambo International.
We heard that that's what happens. They go to Eswatini or Mozambique and they found their way out through our porous borders. But now remember, we have got Border Management Authority now coming to man our borders. But we are deciding in Home Affairs that the transit visa will once more be needed. The state security has debriefed them for 8 hours. They've got information about what's happening. But as you know, naturally, such things won't be made public.
Meanwhile, Mbalula says the recent incident shows the efficiency of the systems in place at airports.
This is a clear indication of our efficacy at our security systems that enable us to detect and arrest these illegal immigrants. And we salute all the officers on the ground who are in charge and have led to the apprehension of these illegal immigrants in this airport.
And finally, ISIS says it was behind an attack on a graphite mining project run by an Australian firm in Mozambique's northern Cabo Delgado province, saying it beheaded two security guards at the site. Triton Minerals confirmed the attack on its premises, which took place on the 8th of June in the Ankwabe district, saying two members of its security and caretaker staff were killed. Previously, the militants operated further north in the province, but the group has recently started targeting districts in the south Cabo Delgado